justice. We want justice. Honor the dead and fight for the living. That's what one participant says is the thesis statement for the rally in which more than 300 people dressed in black and gathered in front of LA's City Hall on Saturday evening. The protesters were there to hold vigil for the 75 deaths they attribute to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, in the past year. The demonstrators formed a somber procession of pallbearers carrying cardboard coffins to represent each of the lives lost. The event was planned by more than 40 local grassroots coalitions who say they are fully united under the belief that ICE is acting unlawfully throughout the country and lives are being lost because of it. The event specifically focused on the deaths of Lorenzo Salgado Arroyo and Johann Sebastian Guerrero, who were both shot by ICE earlier this month. Michelle Arkin, lead organizer for No Concentration Camps California, says that these incidents are, quote, not isolated tragedies. They are the direct outcome of an agency that operates with total impunity and zero accountability, end quote. However, the 75 lives honored did not just include those who have been shot on the street by ICE. Mary Linda Moss of Northeast Los Angeles Alliance for Democracy speaks to the conditions sustained in privatized ICE detention centers, which have led to numerous deaths.
And they are being put in the worst of the worst private prisons. They are being treated horrifically. They are being killed, whether it is from medical neglect, like the man who died from a toothache because they did not treat him and he got sepsis, to people who have had diabetes and not given their medication. No one's given medication. They're not getting sustenance. They are being put in solitary confinement if they complain.
Conditions are so bad, Moss asserts, that she doesn't describe the facilities as detention centers.
We are documenting so that we can get these stories out so people understand. First, none of them should be in concentration camps. Two, none of them should be kidnapped in the street. There is a rule of law and a way to be handling these. We are working hard to shut down there's 8 concentration camps, otherwise known as detention centers, private prisons here in California.
The demonstration comes with 4 demands from the organizers: transparency, independent investigations, corporate responsibility, and safety instead of surveillance. Nicole Edry of Democracy Action Network urges Americans to not lose hope and to stand up in this time of turbulence.
You might be afraid. We're all afraid right now. And I think that there's this hesitancy to get involved. We've all seen the reports, we've seen the news, we know what it's like, but now is the time to stand up. If you do not stand up now, you will find yourself looking back with regret and heartbreak that you were part of this system that enabled this to happen. Because unless you are standing up and taking direct action now, you are part of the problem.
The protest also included a variety of singing and chanting, with one led by Nancy Meza of the National Day Laborer Organizing Network.
Today, we are here to mourn, to honor these lives, and to demand justice. And to say, not one more. Ni una más. Not one more.
Not one more. Not one more. Not one more.
For KPFA, I'm Amina Gordon.